One Saturday evening, my husband and I were planning on going to my mother-in-law's. She was waiting for us with some tea and biscuit, so we were preparing ourselves for going. So we told our three little girls to come with us. So we put our coats on, we put them their sweaters on, and we said, come on, get into the car. Okay, they were watching TV, and one of them said, Mom, Dad, I don't want to go to Granny's. So my husband said, how come, Victoria? Why don't you want to go? No, this evening I want to remain at home. I feel like staying here. I want to watch TV. This program is the one that I love, okay? No, honey, you have to come with us. You are only 4 years old and you can't stay here alone. Why, Daddy? She said. No, you have to come with us. So my husband was beginning to feel a little bit nervous and said, there is a tiger around the city, around the neighborhood, and it's a very dangerous animal. You can't stay here. No, Daddy, don't believe them. I'm brave enough. I can handle it. I will do. I can manage it. Don't worry. Go. Off you go. So my husband said, no, Victoria, you have to get into the car. Come on, get into the car. I'm going to punish you, okay? So get into the car. Don't worry, honey, I said to my husband. I will handle this. So Victoria, little darling, I love you a lot. You have to get into the car, put on your sweater, and come with us. What would you do here by yourself? You can't stay here alone. Are you going to wash the dishes? Are you going to prepare dinner by yourself? What would you do? Will you feed the cat? Yes, Mother, don't worry about me. I can do it. Oh, this is beginning to be a mess, I said to my husband. Well, this is my last tactic. Come here. So, goodbye, Victoria. Okay, you convinced us. You can stay here alone. We are leaving. So we walked very, very straight to the front door. And we put the keys into the keyhole, made some noise, and shouted, goodbye, Victoria. We are leaving. Good luck. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. And at that moment, we heard the footsteps. Wait! She was crying. Wait! And so I thought to myself, this has worked. And I said to my husband, you see, you asked me. I am a genius. She is coming with us. I convinced her. I finally convinced her. So she was crying, wait, Mother, wait. What happens? I said to her, are you coming with us? No, Mother, you haven't told me where the cat's food is. Claps. That was my anecdote. I hope you like it. My name is Gloria. I'm from Argentina.